Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
It is only the beginning of Tuesday, May 19. 8:10. Time for some entertainment news. Mr. Richards, may I say it is always so nice and pleasant to chat with you every day.
I know. Isn't that nice? Thank you.
That's my Eddie Haskell tribute. I'm saluting Ken Osmond all morning.
You look very nice today, Mrs. Cleaver. And then she would shoot him that look. It was Eddie.
Well, actually, the better look was from Hugh Beaumont as Ward. He was on to Eddie. Do we know anything? Was it coronavirus related? He was only 76.
No, I had not heard any causes of death for this. I've not heard anything regarding coronavirus or anything else, only that his children issued the statement on Twitter yesterday just saying that he peacefully passed away, and what a great father he was all those years. It's very interesting around the office here today, depending on the age group. When I did the story earlier today, it was interesting getting, you know, a complete blank look from millennials, one of whom called him Eddie Haskell when they saw the script.
Well, you know what? I mean, that show has never been off the air. So my daughter, who's now 20, I mean, we used to watch it when she was younger.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought, too, that it's one of these multi-generational shows.
Well, maybe not.
That everyone knows. And really, you can watch Leave It to Beaver still, and it's the show holds up. It's a really good show.
I think so, too.
It's funny. There are wonderful life lessons to be learned. And, some of the other great characters that will never die in our minds. You can't beat an Eddie Haskell. He's truly one of the great television characters of all time. This, you know, smart aleck with his buddy Wally, who had nothing but disdain for the little brother Beaver.
Uh-huh.
I could completely relate to that, being the youngest of four boys. And, you know, when my brother's friends would come over and treat me like I was a doormat, I could completely understand what poor little Beaver was going through with Eddie Haskell. But then when the parents were around, Eddie became, you know, the model, the fake condescending model citizen. It's just truly one of the great characters that actor Ken Osmond was never able to escape, no matter what else he tried to do,
right,
on television or in the motion pictures. He was completely typecast as Eddie Haskell, re-embraced it in the 1980s when they brought back the new Leave It to Beaver, and he was back in that, and once again was Eddie Haskell again. But, you know, a very interesting career, because he started off on other 1950s shows like Ozzie and Harriet and Lassie. He made appearances on, some of the popular shows in the late 50s and early 60s. And once Leave It to Beaver hit, the Eddie Haskell character was not supposed to be a regular character. It was supposed to be a one-time only. But the producers liked it, and people liked this character so much that he stayed with the show in its original run for 6 years. And as you say, Bobby, you know, this show has never been off the air. It's been on, you know, since then.
Yeah, he became an L.A. motorcycle cop,
yep.
And it's very clever, actually, if you go back and look at that show. And if I remember correctly, I think one of the writers may have been a teacher or a psychologist, because the plot lines are all about things that happen to kids from the kid's point of view,
right.
And that was something, and to this day, not done on sitcoms.
Right.
And we salute Ken Osmond,
show.
Eddie Haskell, and
yeah,
and we'll be throwing fake compliments to everybody today in his memory, won't we?
You guys did mention Lumpy Rutherford.
That's right, Dave.
Lumpy Rutherford, Whitey,
Lumpy's dad.
What was the teacher?
Miss Landers.
Miss
Landers.
Landers. That's who I was thinking of.
We all had a crush on Miss Landers.
None of my teachers looked like Miss Landers.
No.
All respect to my teachers at Edward Cole School on the South Side, but none of them looked like Miss Landers.
All right. It's our Leave It to Beaver tribute this morning.
Mr. Rutherford...
Richard Deacon.
Yeah, went on to be Mel Cooley on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Hugh Beaumont was actually a preacher, and I can't remember if it was Jerry Mathers or Tony Dow in some interview I did talking about how. The subject came up that he seemed so genuine when he was giving the boys his soft lecture,
right.
and the word was, well, that was the real Hugh Beaumont. I mean, he was quite the preacher and quite the teacher.
Yeah, that was such an interesting. I mean, it's such an interesting show, but that was such an interesting character because he was such a gentle, thoughtful, well-spoken father. Yet the boys, Beaver and Wally, always talked about how Dad would clobber them if something happened, you know, like it was the most dangerous house to be in.
Well, those were the best lines when Beaver would get in trouble and Wally would say, boy, Dad's going to really yell at you.
Right. Yeah.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, you really never saw that. Interesting fact, I was looking around for, some audio or some video to play this morning. I was looking for, like, the really quintessential Eddie Haskell, why, good morning, Mrs. Cleaver.
We're like, sure.
One of those. I couldn't find it anywhere. But what I did find was the pilot episode for Leave It to Beaver before they settled on the cast that we now know.
Oh, with no Ken Osmond in there, right?
There was no Ken Osmond, and Wally's friend, Smart Aleck friend, was played by Harry Shearer.
That's right.
He was the Smart Aleck kid, kind of a punk. He was, like, truly a punk. Eddie Haskell, brought so much more to the role. And there was a different Ward Cleaver. I don't remember the name of the actor who was in the pilot, but the original Ward Cleaver did not make the cut, and Hugh Beaumont was brought in to take over the role.
Have you alerted them at Channel 9 to cancel the 9 and 10 o'clock news tonight so you can just talk about Leave It to Beaver?
I could easily. The way we've been doing these specials at night, that really we need to cover this.
Yeah, I'd watch.
A Leave It to Beaver hour, a Fred Willard hour, a Jerry Stiller hour. Yeah. Dean covers the obits.
All right, well, let's get to Community. And are they making it in this movie or not?
It's a lot more possible than it was a couple of days ago. They did that reunion, the virtual reunion, about a week ago, and everybody said that there's no way that there was ever going to be a Community motion picture because of schedules, and most especially Donald Glover's schedule, who is a major superstar both on television, movies, and in music now, with his character, Childish Gambino, that has topped all the charts several times over. But after they did this reunion, Donald Glover said that he would be into it. He actually would like to do it. So, now that reopens the door because all the other cast members wanted to do it. Donald Glover now has said that he would like to do it. So the creator of the show, Dan Harmon, says they'll see if they can put something together that the show ended in 2015, but there's a whole new appreciation, for it. I don't know if it's like a Leave It to Beaver kind of appreciation for it, but still there is definitely an appreciation for the show. And I still say very interesting to see if Chevy Chase winds up being part of this. He was not part of the online reunion last week. He was not especially well-liked by the cast when the show was on the air. So who knows? Who knows if he'll be back or not?
I'll bet no, but we'll see.
I would too.
Dean talks to Phil Donahue and Marlo Thomas. We'll get that conversation and more coming up momentarily. Weather and traffic first.
Cleaver, that's a very pretty dress.
Thank you very much. Dean Richards recently spoke with Phil Donahue and Marlo Thomas. I like this book they've got about marriage. It's interesting.
It's called What Makes a Marriage Last. They've been married 40 years. Actually, let me see here. Thursday will actually be their 40th wedding anniversary. But the book is not really about them. They went out and talked with 40 couples, famous couples, who have had all different kinds of marriages, long marriages, troubled marriages, inspiring marriages, loving marriages, marriages that were on again, off again. They talked with President Jimmy Carter and Rosalind. They talked with James Carville and Mary Madeline. They talked with Michael J. Fox and Tracy Polin and Neil Patrick Harris and his husband, David Burtka. They talked with Jesse and Jacqueline Jackson. They talked with your friends, Bob, Gloria, and Emilio Estefan. So, the list goes on and on. Very, very interesting stories, each one telling what they feel made their marriages work and what they went through to make their marriages work. So the book is out right now. But one of the things, it was a much longer interview, and we talked a lot about the book. But one of the things I had to bring up to them was 3 years prior to Phil Donahue and Marlo Thomas's marriage, they met for the first time when he was interviewing her. He was doing his national daytime talk show right here at WGN-TV. That's where his show used to come from. And right in Studio 2, where we do the news, all the shows come from right now, exactly the same studio. And when you watch this old footage, he was grabbing her hand and nervously, complimenting her. And at one point she said in the interview, whoever the woman is in your life is a very lucky woman. You're a special man. They were flirting all over each other. So that's where I started my interview.
Phil, you player, you were flirting like her. You both were a little touchy and flirty.
Well, I was kind of a chipmunk then. And she was an impure thought. So if you're Catholic, you know what I'm saying.
I wondered if he flirted with all the girls on his show, because I hadn't really seen his show much because it wasn't in L.A. at the time. But we did have a chemical reaction. And then he asked me out to dinner, and then we started going together. It was quite quickly, actually.
Yeah.
So I guess I realized that he didn't take out all the girls in his show.
It's a really cute interview. You can see the whole thing at WGNTV.com. We did it on our midday show yesterday, but they're just two of the nicest people. They look great. They're both in their 80s now, believe it or not. And, plugging along, they're in their own social isolation in their apartment in New York. Marlo gave Phil a haircut the other day, and they cook together, They do things together. It's a really sweet relationship that they have.
Nice people for sure. Although I think when they first met at Channel 9, Phil was doing an Eddie Haskell on Marlo. What do you think?
It was. When you see this interview, which is also, we put it online yesterday. Oh, it's so great. You look so great. You're so thin. Oh, brother. Just ask her out. Come on. You know who was sort of the matchmaker? You'll appreciate this.
Who?
Bob Cromie, who was doing...
Oh, yeah. Cromie Circle.
Cromie Circle was another talk show that was here on WGN. It was a show about the new books that came out. And, Phil had mentioned to Cromie that he kind of had a crush on her. And Cromie, who had had Marlo Thomas on the show, said, well, she's kind of got a crush on you. So, Cromie was sort of the in-between on getting these two together. And I don't know what the story is. The next time you talked with Orion Samuelson, apparently he had something to do with the matchmaking.
Oh, really?
That was going on that day as well. I don't know what the full story is, but I've heard that Orion also had his Cupid wings on that day.
I'll ask him tomorrow morning when we talk to him early.
Yeah.
Just enough time to squeeze in this James Corden surprise, Dean.
Yeah, this was a nice story that James Corden had on last night. A 13-year-old young man in the UK was bar mitzvahed over the weekend. It was a virtual bar mitzvah because of COVID-19. This 13-year-old is the biggest fan of the TV show Friends. So it was a Friends-themed bar mitzvah. Corden heard about it, and he called up the guy and got Courtney Cox to surprise this young man.
Well, a friend of mine was also impressed by your whole bar mitzvah, and she wanted to pop in and say hi, too. She should be dialing in right about now.
Hi there.
Oh my gosh.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you recognize me?
I do.
Well, you should, because Naftali, tell Courtney how many times you've watched Friends.
I've watched it 7 times.
7 times? The whole series? 7 times?
Yeah.
That's incredible. I was really touched by your story. So since you couldn't have your bar mitzvah the way you wanted, I decided to get you a foosball table, just like the one in Joey and Chandler's apartment.
Thank you so much.
Hey, look, Courtney, before we go, will you just give Naftali a famous moniker? I know. So what if you say this? What if Naftali, what if you say, hey, I had to cancel my bar mitzvah and hold it online?
You know, I had to cancel my mitzvah and hold it online.
I know.
Nice.
That's cute. It's so cute.
I love that.
This kid was born 3 years after Friends went off the air. Somehow he's a huge fan of the show. Another timeless show. That's the theme of today's segment today. Timeless TV shows.
Always so delightful, Mr. Richards.
Eddie.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.